Hello, and thank you for joining me, Dora Middleton, in Life As It Is. In today's segment, I would like to talk about toxic relationships. And I want to start off by saying this. If you are in a toxic relationship, the best thing you can do is get out of it. Don't wait around for 4 or 5 years thinking it's going to get better because it's only going to get worse. Okay. And the reason why I say that is because I have these conversations with people and I can talk about anything with anybody. Okay. I'm not afraid to talk about any subject. So I talk about relationships a lot with different people, strangers included. And I was looking at something yesterday and there was a guy saying how people lead others on to think that they lead others to think that they're going to be with them in the future and how they're just a place setting. And what he's saying is, you know, you have people that will hold on to you and they don't want to let you go to get someone that's better for you. They want to hold on to you until they find something better that's not you. Okay, so if they can find something better than you, then they'll let you go. But until they do that, they will hold on to you as tight as they can. They will say what they think that you want to hear. When they know that they really have no intentions on being there with you, but they rather hold your life up until they can figure out what the hell they're trying to do with theirs. They want to go out and look for other people while keeping you on the back burner. And I've had this conversation with so many people, and I'm going to say it again, that's sick, trifling, disrespectful, and just wrong. Because if you don't want someone, let them go. Why would you want to hold on to them so that you won't be alone until you find someone that you really do want to be with and then you let them go? Why would you do that? And I know it's a lot of people out there to do that. And I think part of the problem is those type of people are liars. They're usually narcissists. They don't care about anyone's feelings but their own. All they want is themselves to be happy and could get two fucks about anybody else finding happiness. But they will hold on to you and keep you there until they do what they have to do. That's why I am on here telling you, don't allow anyone to do that to you. Anyone that's come to me for advice, I tell them, let them go. Let them go. Do not allow them to interrupt your life like that. And I believe, if you have to keep telling the person how you want to be treated, that you want to be treated with respect, that you're tired of being disrespected, you're tired of them just brushing your feelings off, you're tired of them not listening to you. If you're tired of all of this stuff and you tell them that and they act like you haven't said shit and they continue to lie and do all this other stuff, then they're not the ones for you. They're not the one for you. They don't care. Because trust and respect and all of that comes with the territory of being in a friendship, relationship, marriage, whatever you in, whatever type of relationship you're in, all of that comes with it. You shouldn't have to beg for that. If you have to beg for respect from a man or a woman, you don't need them. If you have to beg them to care about your feelings and listen to you and understand where you're coming from, and then they think it's a joke, they're not the one for you. And if you turn around and you tell them what's going on and they want to try to blame it on you and tell you don't understand that that's not what's going on and make it seem like you're crazy, they are not the one for you. And it's people out there to do that. They know that you're a good person, but they feel somewhere in there that they can get someone better. So they're going to hold on to you, even though this man or woman has accepted them and all their bullshit and baggage. They feel that they can do better than you. And you know you're a good person. You hear them out. You give them all the respect that they don't even deserve, but you give it to them. But they can't give you that back. They can't give you the same love and care that you're issuing out to them. They don't have any consideration for your feelings. So I'm asking this question. If they can't be considerate where your feelings are concerned, why the hell should you care about theirs? And I need for people to ask themselves that. Why do I care? Why would I care about you when you don't care about me? When people lie about like really small things and continue to lie, then you know they can lie about even bigger things, because it just takes so much more time to lie rather than be honest. Why would you want to lie when all you have to do is just be honest? It's not that hard to be honest. And people, it's so many men and women out there that tell their partner, well, you keep saying the same thing. You keep bringing the same situation to me. You keep saying you're feeling this way or you're feeling that way. I hurt you the first time. But okay, but if you hurt her or him the first time, why the hell are you still doing it? Why? Because you don't give two fucks. You don't care. You just don't want it brought back to you. You don't want to hear their complaints. You don't want to hear it makes you feel some type of way that you have to hear how bad of a person you are. How you're not caring. You're not loving. See, it's not that you're tired of constantly hearing him or her say the same thing over and over again. You're just tired of them making you feel bad, bringing it back to you. You don't want to hear what you're doing wrong. You want to issue it out, but you don't want it put back in your face. You don't want to have to face what you've done or what you're doing. And that makes you a coward. That makes anyone a coward that's out there doing that. There's no reason. It's just no reason for you to not be open with your partner, not be honest. What are you lying for? And I've noticed people lie about so many small things that they didn't even have to lie about, but they do it because that's the type of person they are. They just lie, lie, lie. And it's just crazy how people just, and one thing I'll say this, and I'm just going to say this. I've had male friends. I have male friends and I talk to them about relationships, their relationships or mine when I'm in one. And the crazy thing is men, and I'm not bashing men because women do the same thing. Men act like it's just so easy to just walk away from something that you've given so many years of your life to. To them, it is. I'm not going to say they're acting, but to certain men, it is easy for them to walk away after they've basically stolen 10 years of this woman's life. Like it doesn't matter. You know, they just walk away. Like, oh, well, it didn't work out. I'm gone. Or they try to make you feel bad in a way to where you're going to be like, well, maybe I should give this person another chance. They'll play on your intelligence then, okay? They're going to say whatever they feel they have to say to keep you there. Oh, I was wrong. I apologize. I didn't see it that way before, but I understand now. They always saw it that way. They understood it always. They understood all of it. They just didn't care. They wanted to just keep playing with your emotions and your mind. And I tell people, don't do it. I'm not going to do it. I mean, we've all been in some bad relationships that we know well that we should have been out years before then. But we decided to stay in them. Why? Because we thought they were going to get better. But they're not going to get better, people. They're not. Some of these people just are out there just trying to use you. You can be a shoulder for them to cry on. You know, you can be a safe haven for them. They can always feel safe around you. They know that you have their back, but can you honestly say the same thing about them? That they make you feel safe? That you know that they care about what you're thinking or what you're feeling? If you can't say that about the person you're with, then that's not the person for you. And if a person denies the relationship that he has with you, because I've been seeing a lot of that out there, people deny that they're with people. And then when the person that's been denied bring that to their attention, then they get upset about it. You're looking at it the wrong way is what they tell you. I can't tell you how many women have told me the same story. And the men try to turn it back on them. make it seem like they're wrong or they're lying or they're not understanding. And there's women out there too, just like that. So please don't think I'm just saying it's men, because it's not. It goes both ways. It's men and women. You know, this is how people are. People don't care about other people's feelings. They've become numb to others' feelings. They feel they don't have to care. They feel that whatever lie that they tell a person, it should stick. You shouldn't question it. And if you start to question what they're doing, that's when they really get upset. That's when they really get upset. Oh, you're going to question me now? That's not true. That didn't happen. When you know it happened, you were there. You were there. You know it happened. But they want to play with your mind and with your head and have you thinking, okay, well, maybe I'm, you know, am I over exaggerating? No, you're not. And don't ever let anyone have you go against what you're feeling, because you know when someone's not doing right by you. You know when someone, their words are not matching up with their actions. We all know this. We all just need to get it together and stop wasting each other's time. That's why I say right now dating is like a game. It seems like it's just this big game and everybody's playing in it. That's why I'm not quick to get in a relationship. For what? At 51 years old, I've been, you know, fine without one. So I'm not in a rush to get into one. I mean, it would be nice to meet a decent man, a nice, good, respectful, honest man. But hey, that's like pulling a needle out of a haystack. You know, I know that sounds harsh, but that's why I don't put too much effort into dating, because, you know, I don't want the bullshit. I don't want the games. I don't want to find myself constantly repeating, you need to do better. Do better. I don't like that you're doing this. I don't like that you're doing that. And it's basically really hard out there if you're single to find the right person, because the right people are it seems to be married to the wrong people. You know, they married the wrong person that's doing the exact shit that I said people do in relationships. And now they're stuck in these marriages. Well, they're never stuck, but some people feel they got in it. They're gonna deal with it no matter what happens. They're not leaving it. And I can't agree with that, because I'm not going to sign up to be unhappy. So if I was married or in a relationship and I wasn't getting what I felt I deserved, because I know my worth, and a lot of women or men out there don't know their worth, so they accept bullshit. And people play these little kitty games, and that's how people's feelings are getting hurt. That's why it's so many murder suicides. Boyfriends, husbands, girlfriends, wives, they're killing each other. Because people don't talk about things. They don't talk about what they really want in this relationship. People get in these relationships and just go with it. No goals in mind. They just feel, okay, I'm just going to get in this and see where it takes me. You can't do that, because you're getting in these relationships with the wrong people. And some people, unfortunately, is not making it out of those relationships, because when they go to break up, guess what? The person that wasn't doing what they should have been doing, that wasn't treating you right, feels, okay, you're not going to go get anyone better than me. I'm not going to let you leave this relationship and get anyone better than me. And what do? They end up killing their spouse or their lover, whomever. But they do it because they're selfish. They want to hold on to you instead of letting you go. They want to hold on to you and keep you in a dead-end relationship. And I'm telling everyone out there that's listening to me, if you're in something like that, walk away. Keep your sanity. There's no way in hell you should feel confused when you're in a relationship. Good relationships don't leave you confused or depressed or wondering about anything, because whomever you're with, they're going to love you that way unconditionally, to where they're going to be open and honest with you about everything. You're not going to have to beg for anything. You're not going to have to beg for respect or love or anything, or even a hand in marriage. You're not going to have to beg for anything. It's just going to fall into place. So I'm saying that just to say this. If you find yourself in something that just seems like it's at a standstill, just Detach yourself from it and leave. Don't be afraid to leave it. And if you fear, if this man has been violent with you and you fear that he's going to try to hurt you, then do it when he's gone. You don't even have to go and tell him, I'm leaving, I'm doing this, I'm doing that, because you're giving him an upper hand. Don't let him know you're leaving. Make him think you're okay with him. And then you slowly but surely get the hell from under the roof where he's at. Throw a restraining order on him and keep it moving and don't look back. The problem is a lot of people look back and then you go back into something very dangerous and you don't come out of it. People are not playing fair and they're playing for keeps. Meaning you can't just go and say, well, I'm going to get a divorce from this person. Because guess what? You don't know how their mind frame is. You don't know how they were brought up. You don't know what they're feeling, what they're thinking, because most people don't like to even communicate. It's so hard for them to communicate. So they don't know what to do when it comes to communication. So they just act out. And that's how you find all these couples doing these suicides like that. Killed their spouse, they killed themselves, they killed the kids, because they cannot deal with the fact that they were either going to lose that person to someone that could treat the person better than you ever have, or they're just outright just selfish and they just don't want you leaving. They don't care what the hell is going on. They dare you leave. And that's even more dangerous. So when I found myself in situations where I see any kind of weird shit going on or any weird vibes that I feel from a man that I'm trying to get to know or that I'm hanging out with, if I feel any of that, I keep it moving. I'm not going to stay there. I'm not going to stay there to be any kind of victim of any kind of violence, because these people out here are angry. People don't know how to love, and they think that they're in these relationships that has love and is only obsession. It's not love, it's pure obsession. So I think that, again, we just need to do better. Do better and let go of all the foolishness. And if there's kids involved and that's the reason why you don't want to leave your toxic relationship, just think this way. I'd rather have them raising them as a single mother than have them in a toxic relationship showing any verbally or physical abuse, verbally, emotionally, or physically. I'd rather get them out of that. And this is what women should say that's in these situations. I'd rather get myself and my children out of those situations than to have my children harmed in any kind of way. Or to have my children grow up thinking that abuse in any form is okay. That's what people need to think about. And vice versa with men. There's battered men out there that's in abusive relationships. They need to, think the same way. Get out while you can. You should never sit inside of a toxic relationship. You should never do that. It's just not the way to go. And everything and everybody seems to be toxic right now. And if you, I try not to even get on social media because I'm so tired of seeing certain videos of people killing each other on live stream and just doing all kinds of stupid things. I just rather not see that stuff. So I kind of shy away from social media. But I just want everybody to know, just don't waste your time. Don't waste your time on something that is not right for you. Don't waste your time on someone that's not willing to give you all this time that you've given them back. If they're not willing to love you unconditionally, you don't need them. If they're not able to support you mentally, you don't need them. You just have to break those ties. You have to get away from what's not good for you. And I think that people have such a problem getting away. It's hard for some people. I had a friend of mine tell me that it was so hard for him to get from his wife with everything that she did to him. He felt like he was being pulled back in. And I believe that you can do that. I believe that that you can sucker someone to come right on back in. And I remember telling the person, how and why would you be okay with what's going on? I'm asking them this. Why would you be okay with being treated this way by the person that you're with when she signed up to love you unconditionally? And when they don't have an answer for you, or they make excuses for the person that's wronged them, then you need to go and not get involved with that person. Because I'm going to tell you, hurt people hurt people. So that's why you notice there's a lot of people running around here hurting others, because they're hurt, and hurt people tend to hurt other people. I think everyone needs to just sit back and listen and observe the situation that they are in. Or like I said before, write it down, the pros and cons of the relationship with that person. And if you can't get more good than bad, then you need to leave them alone, because they're not who you should be with. And I stand by that. Okay? So again, like I said, I just wanted to touch base on toxic relationships and why we stay. Like, people stay for financial gain. A lot of people stay because of that. Stability. It's not love anymore. I'm sorry. It just don't seem like people are staying for love. Okay? It just seems like it's something else. But for all of you that are listening to me, if you find yourself in a relationship like that, just get out. Get out. Don't look back. And don't allow yourself to start saying, well, I have children with this person and I don't want them not to be around this person. The person really don't give. If you really look at the situation, most of the time, those men don't care about those children. They use those children as a pawn to get to you. And don't allow it. Do not allow them to keep using your children to get to you. Don't allow them to use whatever love and care that you have deep within you to come out and let them screw you around. To, you know, they use that against you. They use situations like that to keep you, there. It's like you're binded to this bad, toxic relationship. And I'm saying you got to break the bondage. You cannot allow anyone to have you stuck in a standstill like that. Just don't do it. Get out. Take your kids. If you have kids, get out. Change your phone numbers. Change your job if you have to. Just get out. Do not stay behind with someone that seems like they don't give two fucks about you. You're wasting your time, and then you're going to leave yourself angry and bitter because you can't understand why you allowed this person to do what they did to you. But the only thing is, they suckered you into it. People use a lot of reverse psychology. And they're going to say what you want to hear. Most people want to hear someone say, I love you. I miss you. I care about you. Most of us want to hear that. But you got to understand, because just because it's coming out of a certain person's mouth and you're involved with them doesn't make it true. It could just mean that's what they're saying to get whatever it is they want from you. It becomes a game for a lot of people out there. So I'm just forewarning you, don't fall for the game, because that's what it is. But I have enjoyed talking with you guys with this segment on toxic relationships. I'm pretty sure I would touch base on this subject again, because I have so many conversations about it. It's just crazy. But a lot of people, they ask a lot of questions and I try to answer them. They ask me for my opinion and I give it, and I don't candy coat. That's why I'm telling everybody right now that they should really sit back and think about what they're going through with their partners, with their husbands, wives, whatever. Think about it. And if you're dealing with a lot of bullshit that you know that shouldn't even be like that, you know, and they're not trying to get better, even though you've taken it to them and you've let them know what needs to be changed and how you're feeling, and they still don't make an effort to change, then that's not who you should be with. You need to run. And I mean, run quickly. So, and saying that, I have really enjoyed talking to you guys about this subject, because I talk about this all day, every day. People call me and tell me such things that I just don't believe. It's a wild world out there. So this is what I'm telling you guys to do. Keep yourself open. Keep your options there. Don't let anyone have you waiting for them, because you shouldn't have to wait for them. If they're not decided on if they want you or someone else, don't wait. Walk away. Don't let them keep you and make you out of a puppet. Do what you feel is right. Follow your heart. You'll never go wrong. Pray to God. Ask him to order your steps. Ask him what he wants you to do with the situation. And then keep it moving. And don't feel bad for not looking back. Because some people will try to make you feel bad about walking away. But don't allow anyone to do that. Do what you need to do for your sanity. Do what you need to do to make yourself feel whole and together. If these people have broken you down, do what you do for your own happiness. Don't let others interpret to you what happy is, because their happiness is not your happiness. What they want and believe in may not be what you want and believe in. So just, if you have to, just sit back and find yourself until you wait for the right person to come to you. You don't go looking for them. They come looking for you. They find you. Your paths will cross. Just know what you want and who you want it with. That's what I say. Okay, I would like to thank you guys for joining me again on Life As It Is with Dora Middleton. Until next time, take care.